From the best-selling Heroes of History series, Emerald Books presents Theodore Roosevelt, an American Original by Janet and Jeff Benj. Read for you by Tim Gregory. For information about other titles from this outstanding series that brings history to life, please visit heroesthenandnow.com or call 800-922-2143. Chapter 1. On the Slope of San Juan Hill. Colonel Teddy Roosevelt charged up the slope of San Juan Hill on the island of Cuba as fast as his legs would carry him. Beside him were his men, the 1st Volunteer Cavalry, and men from other U.S. Army units. The air was thick with bullets fired by the Spanish troops dug in at the crest of the hill. The bullets pelted the ground around Teddy's feet, throwing puffs of dirt into the air, but Teddy kept running. The crest of the hill was in clear sight now. Like the rest of his men, Teddy let out a blood-curdling scream as he rushed forward. Around him, men fell to the ground, victims of the bullets the Spanish soldiers fired at them from their powerful German Mauser rifles. Still, the men kept running, jumping over the bodies of their dead and wounded comrades. The Spanish soldiers kept up their furious barrage of gunfire at the approaching Americans, but they could not stem the flow of uniformed soldiers racing up the hill toward them. Outnumbered and overwhelmed, the Spanish troops finally fled toward Santiago, a mile away, leaving the hill to the Americans. Teddy and his men arrived at the top of the hill to find a number of Spanish soldiers still in position. With his pistol drawn and firing wildly, Teddy leaped into the trenches, and within minutes, the remaining Spanish soldiers were dead. The Battle of San Juan Hill was over. Teddy breathed a sigh of relief. He was tired and battle-sore, but he was invigorated and very glad to be alive. His eyes gleamed behind his gold-rimmed spectacles as he surveyed the battlefield. He was proud of how well the 1st Volunteer Cavalry had fought. The men had suffered heavy casualties, but they had kept advancing. Teddy also had a great sense of personal accomplishment. He was 39 years old, and he had welcomed the opportunity to fight so that he could test himself and his men. And here, on the slope of San Juan Hill, that is what he had done. He had shown immense bravery in the face of the enemy, risking his own life for what he was sure was a noble cause. Throughout his childhood, Teddy had heard the heroic stories of soldiers who had fought in the Civil War. Now he had been in battle himself. Teddy wished his father could have lived to see this day. Oh, how he missed the man. As sweat dripped from his brow and ran down his cheeks, Teddy realized that his father had always believed in him, even when there seemed little hope that the weak, asthmatic child he had been would ever make anything of himself. Chapter 2. A Southern Outpost. 5-year-old Teddy Roosevelt sat quietly beside his mother, staring at the pale blue walls of the parlor. He hoped that she would forget he was there. The conversation was just getting exciting, to the stage where Teddy was normally sent upstairs to the nursery. However, Teddy's mother, Mittie Roosevelt, seemed too distracted to notice her older son. Instead, she turned to her sister.
"Anna, read the letter, please. I can hardly bear to wait another moment. We haven't heard from James in months."
Anna unfolded a piece of paper and read,
"Dear Mama, Anna, and Mittie, I know you will be interested in the following article, which I have copied out in part for you. I do not know if you have heard news from Irvine, but I hear from reliable sources that he escaped harm and is seeking passage back from Europe. It seems, from all accounts, that he had the distinction of firing the last gun discharged from the Alabama's batteries."
Teddy's grandmother, Martha Bullock, clapped her hands to her face.
"Read the article, please,"
she requested, her voice high with excitement. Aunt Anna began.
"On June 12, 18..."
Sample complete. Ready to continue?